Hi there, this is Mizar on ATS Podcasting. Today I'm going to talk about just how cool of a site ATS is and the benefits that the members actually get that we really just don't recognize too often. The other day I was writing a paper for my English class, and I started writing it subjectively and starting to try and prove my point. And I realized that from some of the posts I've made on ATS, from the time I've been here for over a year, that I've got a crucial skill into learning how to get my point across and how to be explicit with descriptive nouns, descriptive adjectives, or I don't know. That's why I fail English. Actually, I'm barely passing, but anyway. I've developed a crucial skill in writing and how to make it very descriptive and create imagery, and this has really helped my English grades when it comes down to essays. Funny enough, I've developed an amazing BS skill. I could BS an essay and get full points for it without even attempting to know anything about it. I've done it a couple of times, and I can crucially thank ATS for it. Thanks a lot. And I think if we look back at how we used to write, how we used to communicate with people prior to our time at ATS, I think most of us will notice that our dialogue, our way of debating, our way of arguing, has changed a lot. We've probably become a lot better at it, and we probably got a better understanding of how people work and how to get your point across with the right words. Another important thing that ATS has done for me, and probably for some of our members, is the podcasting. For a couple of us, public speaking is something that we're going to be required to do on a regular basis. I constantly have to get up and speak to the people in large groups, and doing this, before I was on ATS doing podcasts, I was always nervous, I was always shy. But because I've slowly been making podcasts have really developed how impromptu I can come up with something, because generally when I do public speaking, I don't know what I'm going to say. I just get up there with an idea in my mind and start talking. And doing podcasts has really helped me to allow me to come up with ideas impromptu and just spit them out and make coherence out of it. Podcasting has also developed a sort of courage for me to talk to mass amounts of people, because I know that, maybe a couple of, 100 people might view this podcast or listen to it, but still yet, the idea that it possibly is getting out to everyone on the internet, the idea that a lot of people are going to be hearing this, in maybe some hope, that it does develop a courage. It makes me a little bit more sane with myself, and it also has allowed me, like I've said already, to develop a vocabulary, or not really vocabulary, but a way to get my point across verbally, which is highly important in the world today for people in public speaking. And all I'm trying to do right now in this podcast is just say thanks, ATS, for you've really improved the quality of my language skills a lot, and I can't be quite so grateful. I would love to give back. And I know, Skeptic Overlord, if you're listening to this, you're probably donate to us. Give us some money. We need it. I'd be more than happy to, except I never give away money.